You are listening to the Slack
Variety Pack,
brought to you by Slack.
All kinds of people on all kinds of teams use Slack to do amazing things.
Hello, welcome to the Slack Variety Pack. On this episode, the pros and cons of working as a digital nomad. Many of us have thought of this. If our work consists of opening up our laptops and a half-decent internet connection, couldn't we do that work anywhere in the world? This next group of people proves you can, as long as you're open to the curveballs of the nomad lifestyle.
Ah, location independent, digital nomad, mobile bohemian. Whatever you call it, it's a new way of working and traveling that many people dream of. In the not-too-distant past, it was difficult to work remotely. The tools simply didn't exist. But now, powerful laptops and smartphones, fast internet, the cloud, and an abundance of online tools make it easy to work while traveling. Paradise, right? Well, yes and no. Let's meet the nomads.
My name is Andrew Todd, and I'm a product designer, currently working with a company called Flixel.
After 8 years in the Canadian Navy, Andrew became a digital nomad, working mostly in Latin America.
It was actually, I guess, because of a girl. I met somebody that I kind of fell for, and she went away to Guatemala to work on a project down there. And that was the first time that I realized that because of the job that I had, I didn't have the freedom to follow this person who I'm interested in. I didn't have the freedom to pursue that.
And this is Trish.
Trish Van Veen, and I am a freelance brand consultant and market research expert.
Trish lives in the small Mayan town of San Pedro La Laguna, Guatemala, with her husband and 2-year-old.
My husband and I were living in New York. And I have a rule where every year on my birthday, I want to be somewhere else. I want to go travel to somewhere that I'm not living. And so in 2007, he said, where do you want to go for your birthday? And I don't know where I got the idea, but just out of my mouth sprang Guatemala. And so we came down here. We came down for a visit knowing really nothing about the country at all.
And I'm Doug. I was bitten by the travel bug decades ago, but I found it very difficult to afford long-term travel without generating an income at the same time, until technology finally caught up with me. I put everything into storage, and I hit the road. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about this lifestyle, the biggest being that your workday consists of lazing in a hammock beside the beach, tropical umbrella drink in hand.
I mean, it's hard to work in a hammock, for one, on a beach with your computer and sand. They don't mix. It's hard to look at a laptop when there's glare from the sun.
When I say I'm living in Guatemala, not necessarily knowing the geography or just knowing that I'm living somewhere down south. Oh, you know, life must be so wonderful living on a beach. And it's that kind of, oh, you must just have such a calm, cool, relaxed life. The relaxation part is true at times, but it's also, it can be a stressful life.
And this leads us to the next misconception, that it's easy. It might be easy if you're in a comfortable hotel room in the US, but most digital nomads choose countries where their money goes a lot further. The trade-off in those countries is less than dependable infrastructure.
So there's the uncontrollable challenges, particularly where we live. There's, constant power outages, as I experienced this morning trying to get ready for this interview.
I guess you have to be more open to the possibility of things going wrong. There's days where you can be on the internet and now there's an electricity outage for the afternoon, maybe a couple of days. And so everybody's scrambling to get to the one place that has a generator and we're all charging our gadgets.
Beyond power and the internet, finding a good place to work is also a huge challenge. The developing world is noisy. You're surrounded by a symphony of dogs, loud music, traffic, churches, street sellers, rock chippers, promotion vehicles, roosters, and construction.
Doing conference calls, so, you know, I'll have a big debrief global debrief presentation, and we'll jump on the line, and all the clients will be on the call, and I, you know, the tuk-tuks outside driving by are honking their horns, or there's a rooster next door to us who's decided he's going to start crowing. And you just feel a sense of unprofessionalism.
Working alone can be a struggle too.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, with working on a remote team, it's harder to get to that sense of community.
I think the thing that I might miss out on sometimes is just the general camaraderie of the office. So not necessarily project-based, but just being in an office and feeling inspired by the people that you work with on a day-to-day basis.
Healthcare and safety are important concerns for both single and family nomads. Some people think that if you're not murdered by the drug cartels, you're likely to get some sort of mysterious tropical disease. And healthcare is always a concern when you travel, but that's what insurance is for. Although many people don't even bother.
What I found is in places like Guatemala and Mexico, you could see a doctor for really cheap. I could just go to the pharmacy or to the doctor and pay no more than $20, I don't think, out of pocket for like some minor injuries or minor infections.
Healthcare is quite reasonable. I had my son here. People go, did you have him in the house with a midwife? Oh my. But no, we had our son in a hospital in Guatemala City that was a very modern hospital. My OBGYN is probably one of the best doctors I've ever met.
Choosing the digital nomad, location-independent life isn't easy. Do you defer long-term travel until retirement, or do you do it now? Is giving up a big home with lots of stuff worth living a life that lacks security and stability?
The rewards are definitely worth the sacrifice. I mean, thinking back to 5 years ago living in New York, we were just busy all the time, and as much as we thought we were having a great time, we were tired all the time, and I think I looked older 5 years ago than I do now. But I do think the reward of being able to be here and enjoying this place and sharing time together with my husband and my son is a big part of that.
Have I been tempted to return to real life? Absolutely. I mean, there are times when money is so tight that returning to my old life becomes a serious consideration, but not for long. Things always seem to turn around. And can you think of another job where you can save 75% of what you make? Try doing that in New York or London or Vancouver.
6 years later, I have a totally new career path that is kind of focused on that idea of finding something that I can do from anywhere at any time, as long as there's an internet connection.
Making work less worky.
Slack Variety Pack?
All kinds of teams use Slack to do amazing things.